Special Urgency Decisions Monitoring Report. I call upon the leader to move the report.
Formally moved.
Noted. Item 7.12, Education City Development. I call upon the Cabinet Member for the Economy, Councillor Andrew Jones, to formally move the report and recommendations.
Formally moved.
Please note that Appendix 1, containing confidential financial information, has been circulated and will be taken as read. Can I remind members that discussion of the appendix will require going into closed session, which we would like to avoid? Does anyone have any comments on the exempt appendix? No? Then I move. Are there any speakers on this report?
Yes, Madam Mayor.
Okay, thank you, Madam Mayor, and congratulations once again.
Thank you.
I'm so pleased to be working with you also. You obviously have a report about the Education City Development, which I'm going to talk about the really significant investments this represents in a moment, as set out in the report. But I feel it's important, particularly in light of some of the discussion this evening, to set the context in which this development is taking place. And the leader mentioned in his annual oral report our industrial strategy. And whilst obviously the report in front of you and sets out the details of a development and all of that specific aspect to that, this development sits in that context. And I want to set that context in terms of inclusion within this borough in our aspiration, our vision for economic growth, and making Hammersmith and Fulham the best place to do business, where also all residents are involved and future generations are involved. And I can share this by a small anecdote. I run my surgery in Shepherd's Bush in the library, and a constituent came to me, and in the course of the conversation, they lived to the north of my ward by the White City Estate, and they were talking about, in the course of the conversation, we happened to touch on, they'd seen something about the industrial strategy. And their words were, I said, well, this has been successful. We have many companies coming into the White City area. We are aiming for an innovation district that is in partnership with Imperial and will bring jobs and prosperity. And this person said, well, that's not necessarily for me because I won't be involved. This development, our industrial strategy, is about many prongs, and a key prong to that is around our schools, our adult education, and what we are doing for all of the people who live in this borough and those who haven't had the economic opportunities that some of us in this chamber enjoy. The Education City Development represents a significant investment of a new primary school, a new youth facility, an additional extended adult education facility, as well as delivering a significant housing development as part of our manifesto commitment with over 50% affordable housing. And more than a quarter of that is social rent housing, which until 5 years ago hadn't been built in this borough at all. But the context of this is really about a wider vision for all of our schools. We have some, and I'm sure Councillor Culcane will talk about it, and we already heard from the PAC Chair, we have outstanding schools in this borough that are doing an excellent job. We are making a very significant investment in one of them, but we are looking at a whole range of investments for other schools in the borough in a similar way, which will deliver enhanced facilities and give the educational opportunities for all the young people in this borough. That means in White City, for example, they are not pressed up against the glass, looking at the prosperity that is within that economic growth that our industrial strategy delivers, but are able to participate. At a recent meeting of the industrial strategy group in White City, we talked about the skills needs of the businesses moving in, how adult education might deliver for people already living in that part of White City and across the borough. But also it's about all of our residents, all of our young people having access to the educational facilities that will enable them to be part of that growth and prosperity that will come with the success that is already there in terms of the element of the industrial strategy that is bringing business investment in, that is bringing the hot parts of the global economy through our partnership with Imperial. So Education City Development, it's much more than obviously the details within this report. It sits in that bigger, wider context. It will deliver to our other manifesto commitments around genuinely affordable housing, housing for social rent. But it won't be, and I sincerely hope it is not the last of these developments I will be bringing forward to this chamber, because we have an intent, a manifesto commitment, and a strategy through our industrial strategy for this kind of investment across all of our schools and our educational facilities in the borough. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Any further speakers?
Yes. Madam Mayor, if I can again add my congratulations to your re-election as mayor for this municipal year. I got a text message inviting me to, from the whip, from the leader of the group, inviting me to speak on this item of the agenda late last week. When I was in the Republic of Georgia, in the city of Gori, looking around the Joseph Stalin Birthplace Memorial Museum. I was looking around it then, I was thinking about it today, because I can tell you the objectivity on display at that museum was on a par with some of the levels of debate and discussion that I have heard so far today. But this particular proposal, it's been presented very much as a regeneration proposal. We are going to be supporting this report and this proposal. We have one or two concerns about the financial details of this, but that can be dealt with in another place, in another forum. But I think the important thing to remember is the key item that this delivers here. In this borough, we have extremes of privilege and we have extremes of disadvantage. And we have to remember exactly where this site is and what this site involves. It was for many, many years known by all of us as Canberra Primary School on that site, right in the heart of the White City Estate, serving some of the most disadvantaged children, not only in this borough but in the whole of the country. And it was absolutely vital that that school delivered. And as we know, it had a sad history over very many years of not delivering in those challenging circumstances. It went into special measures in 2008, and it was the intervention of the ARC charity, which as we all know, is effectively the charitable arm of some of our largest hedge funds in the City of London, who came into partnership not only to create ARC Swift, but at Burlington Danes ARC Conway, ARC Bentworth, and so on. One of our major partners throughout the borough in delivering education and levering in some of the money, some of the gains, well-gotten or ill-gotten, from the hedge fund industry into supporting our disadvantaged children in this borough. And as a result of that, it delivered a turnaround very, very quickly indeed. And Ofsted reports found it to be a good school in its first report 3 years after it was taken under the wing of the ARC Academy chain. And that is where it is now. But this particular proposal builds on that and builds on that partnership. It puts in public money in an innovative way. As I say, we have some issues about the details of the structuring of that. But it brings in public money and private money into delivering new school facilities so that it can continue to deliver that success for the most disadvantaged area of our borough. And for that reason, we on this side give it its blessing and support this proposal, and will be voting for the report.
Thank you. So I take it that the report and its recommendations are agreed. Agreed. Oh, I'm so sorry. Councillor Culhane.
Thank you, Madam Mayor.
I didn't see you.
Forgive me, I've already spoken once and I... Thank you, Madam Mayor. Forgive me, I have already spoken once and I didn't take the opportunity to congratulate you on your second term as Mayor. As your colleague in North End, I'm absolutely delighted to see you take the role on again for another year, and I wish you all the well and the best with it. This report comes in the context of some other good news for our schools in Hammersmith and Fulham, because we are now one of only three local authorities in the country to have 100% good or outstanding schools at primary level. One of the other two is the City of London. It only has one primary school. I'm not sure that counts, but I'm sure I speak for all of us when we thank all of our school staff, governors, everyone else involved with our schools, to thank them for all the hard work, dedication and sacrifice they put in to giving our kids the best possible education. Madam Mayor, and it would probably be quite easy to stand here with that news and for all of us to rest on our laurels, for us to think that we have conquered Everest. But the reality is that we have only yet reached base camp. This investment in this report is another clear commitment of this council and this administration's priority to give every single child in the borough the very best opportunity in this life. I was born on the White City Estate, Madam Mayor, and I can tell you firsthand what a wonderful experience I had growing up. It is a place where you can experience a huge community that is resilient and it is diverse. It can be a place where you have no understanding of what racism is until you're a teenager, because why would you? And that's what makes this all the more important, this education city development, because it is much more than just some nice buildings, a nice school, some offices, some housing. This has one clear goal. It is to make sure that for every single child in White City and the rest of the borough, their faces are not pressed against the glass. It is to make sure that the industrial strategy is there for them to take hold of and lead forward on as well. How great would it be if in 20 years, 30 years, maybe even sooner, we can say that the next Steve Jobs came from Hammersmith and Fulham and the White City Estate, or even better still, we could say Stephanie Jobs came from the White City Estate. And Madam Mayor, let me tell you, with the rise of the far right, it is communities like White City which hold the answer to striking them down and showing what a resilient, strong, diverse community can do for this world. However, Madam Mayor, I know that I've been in this role for a year, and the work that went into this has been going on much longer. And I must take this opportunity to give thanks to Councillor Sue McMillan, who can't be here tonight, for her role in putting all of this together, along with Councillor Jones and all of the other council officers who have put in hours and hours and hours to pull such an ambitious scheme together. And I would also particularly like to commend ARC. There are a lot of people in the education sector who talk the talk about kids like me and about kids on the White City Estate, but there are not many who walk the walk. And I would like to commend ARC on making White City not their base, not their office block, but making White City their home. Yeah. Madam Mayor, I'm sure we have all experienced local government at its worst. It can be turgid, it can be inflexible, it can be insensitive, it can be removed from the people it is meant to serve. But at its best, when the different sectors come together and there is innovation, it can be life-changing. And I think out of the many things that have come before this council over the past 4 or 5 years, I think this is one of the biggest things that is going to make a life-changing difference to so many people. So I'm glad to hear that I think everyone in this chamber is going to be supporting it tonight, and I cannot wait to see Stephanie Jobs in 10 years, 20 years from the White City Estate, taking on the world and all of its problems. Thanks very much.
Thank you. Well, I think I quickly declare the report and recommendations carried. So, it's the end of the meeting. That concludes the business for tonight's annual council meeting. Now I would like to invite you all, councillors and guests, to join me in the Mayor's Parlour for a reception. Thank you very much.